Hey, I'm really excited about baseball. And I am never excited about baseball, but something about baseball just sounds fun this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? Like
I don't
what?
know. I guess because we never done it and it's something new and it's leading to LA Rams. So it's just a whole new thing. Ew, don't do that.
All
Don't do that.
right.
Yep. All right, you ready for news?
Yeah,
All right, so I know this is kind of people just don't care, but I care. I care about Bravo, the TV, the network, and I care at about the fact that they have finally the Real Housewives of Dallas, and the cast has been revealed. I don't know who any of these ladies are, but hey, you know, no one's Beverly Hills where you actually know who they are.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you who these maybe somewhere out in the world in Dallas, Texas, people might know. So one of the contestants' name is Carrie Duber, who is basically a ripoff of Heather Dubrow because she, besides the fact that Carrie is a nurse assistant, but her husband's a plastic surgeon. Go figure. And then you have Tiffany Hindra, who is a veteran actress, as they like to call. I have no idea who she is. I don't
Or
know what
what
she's
movies
famous
or what
for. But
TV
she's
she was.
like probably one of those, you know, the Lisa Rinnas where it's, you know, you actually know who Lisa Rinna is, but oh, I've been in this, I posted this, I have this going, I'm so cool. And then you have Leanne Locken, who is a former Miss USA pageant competitor, who's also does charities. Like that's the thing is that in Dallas, all these women are like in the charity thing. So all their husbands are rich dudes, and they go, "Oh, we're doing this charity, and here's some money to go charitize." And then you have Brandi Redmond, who is a former Cowboys cheerleader. That I like. I'm into that. That's kind of cool. But that is the cast. And it starts April 11th, and I'm really excited about it.
Okay. And you're gonna watch it religiously.
Hell yeah.
All right.
The only ones I really like is Beverly Hills and now Dallas. I like Atlanta. It's always fun. I like Kenya and Candy. Nene. But that's Bravo. Forever 21 is getting criticized because you know how Forever 21 has the plus size. Oh, I love him. Has the sorry, has the plus size section. You know, so on their Instagram, they have a plus size model. And people don't like this plus size model because they call her average. And they're saying that she's the average weight. And that she, so basically, they're saying that average women are whales and normal women should be anorexic. It's like some of the comments. But when I saw a picture of her, she looked plus size to me. So I don't see where, but I guess these are people like Tess Holliday that are speaking that are size 22 and not plus size where it starts at like size 8, size 10, I think is where plus size starts. I don't know. I'm not plus size. No. Actually, I do mean offense, so I'm not plus size. So, yeah. So, yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Forever 21. I still love you. I love Forever 21. They have awesome stuff. They're my faves. My favorite faves. Dr. Oz is chasing a cure for Charlie Sheen. So he's at premiere of this movie about bipolar poets starring Katie Holmes and Luke Kirby called Touched with Fire, and it's directed by a man that has bipolar and that is bipolar. Dr. Oz is like, Charlie Sheen's not diagnosed, but he has manic episodes. I'm like, yeah, because he does crack or did or claim. Allegedly, he just does drugs. So when you do drugs, as much as people like Charlie Sheen do, your body just naturally goes into a manic episode. But he's chasing a cure for Charlie's bipolar and HIV.
Well, he's got both. Bipolar.
He's just getting dosed with, has to say HIV. It has to be politically correct.
HIV.
Because AIDS means death. Death.
Okay.
All right. This story I like. I like this story. I'm excited about this story. So Run DMC are finally getting a, for the first time ever, that Grammys is doing the Rap's first Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. And it's given to Run DMC. And DMC did an interview with Rolling Stone, was saying, you guys should have gave us an actual Grammy Award in 86 when we were on top, because we were nominated year after year and you guys didn't give us a group. So now, all of a sudden, 30 years later, you're giving us a Lifetime Achievement Award. And he quoted, who gives a F about a gosh darn it Grammy? Because they're like, no, we don't care.
All right, so then is it not going to go down then?
Of course it is.
Oh, okay.
But his whole thing is, it's like, why are you waiting 30 years to give us an award? You should have gave us an award.
But they lost because they lost the awards when they were nominated for. I mean, duh.
Well, you know what? I think they should have got it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know who was around in 86 in all those years that could beat them. Then again, I wasn't even alive in 86. So, of course I wouldn't know who was around rapping. Vanilla Ice.
Rapping.
Beastie Boys. Maybe the Beastie Boys beat them. Wait, rapping. Were they around in 86? They weren't around in the 80s, were they? Beastie Boys. No?
Yeah, they were.
They probably won it.
Who knows? But yeah, Beastie Boys, they came out.
Late 80s.
Yeah.
Kendall Jenner is suing Kutera skincare company for $10 million for using photos of her for false advertisement, basically claiming that, you know, doing one of those, Kendall Jenner had horrible acne. Like, you know when you watch Proactive commercials,
yeah,
and Adam Levine's on there, he's like, oh, you have horrible acne, and then I did Proactive, and it makes my skin look awesome. Well, basically, these people are doing it with Kendall Jenner, and now she's suing them for using her photos without permission for their acne treatment. You get that money, girl. Oh, speaking of, I saw Donald Trump settled with Univision on the Miss USA pageant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wonder how much.
I don't know. I just saw it. I see, sometimes I get debatable if I want to do stories about certain things that I know you talk about.
I didn't know that. I'll have to investigate that.
Yeah. Oh my God, we have pimple buddies. I have a pimple in the exact same spot. See it right there? You have one in the pimple. Oh my God. We're one and the same. Okay, sports news. Are you ready for sports news?
I am ready.
Okay, so Vontaze Burfict, you know, the guy that headbutted basically Antonio Brown.
Yes. And,
the Bengals and the Steelers.
And how the Bengals lost the...
Well, his suspension got upheld, on the hit. And he met with Roger Goodell, and he's like, what can I do to be better so I don't get in trouble? Trouble.
So what happened?
Upheld, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they appealed it, right?
Yeah.
That's what it means? So.
Well, he appealed it and it got upheld. So they said, F you, you still gotta do your.
Oh, I thought upheld means it's done. Like they.
No.
Oh, well, that's what I thought. But I was wrong. I was wrong. But, yeah, so he met with Roger Goodell and was like, what can I do to improve and avoid getting in trouble on field for my on-field behavior? So that's that. Armonte Bryant, who's defensive lineman from the Browns, has been indicted for drug charges. Him and Deontay Saunders were pulled over. Deontay Saunders had a weapon and – the car, and they found pills, Adderall, and oxycodone on Armand T. Bryant. And now he's been indicted, and we will know what his stance with the Browns is. Because
well, I got to imagine
the NFL is going to suspend him for the drug program.
Yeah, I mean, I got to imagine he's
getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Are you pooping in there? Sorry, guys. I know. All right, so Mike Tomlin has been named the AFC North Coach of the Year. Led Steelers 10-6 and led them to a wild card. So congratulations, Mike Tomlin. You totally deserve it. Now lead them to Super Bowl next year so I can have my right prediction. All right, thank you.
I wonder why, though, they gave him that.
Because he's awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, why not?
Because they didn't nominate him last year.
Why not Marvin Lewis?
He got runner-up.
See, I was all right. I would have flipped them.
I guess.
Although the Steelers did beat Cincinnati, but the Steelers are always good. Cincinnati's just they're whatever.
They got lucky. They got lucky. All right, so Peyton Manning. this is funny. All right, so Peyton Manning. You know how Budweiser, and he was like, "I'm gonna go drink me a bottle of Budweiser." So there's this brewing company that's craft brewers, and they're like giving him all this beer and be like, "Drink this. This is way better. Our stuff is like way better than that Budweiser stuff you've been drinking. And if you want it after game, drink. You drink our stuff. And we're in Colorado. Come on, man. Come on." So they're like giving him all this free beer, giving him all these cases because they're trying to say that they're better than Budweiser.
Yeah, well, they need to cut a check.
They just want to drink his beer. That's it. All right. Excuse me. Dwight Howard of the Rockets is – the Rockets are actually calling teams to take Dwight Howard so he doesn't opt out of his contract. So if you're a basketball fan and you like the Houston Rockets, you may not be – you may possibly be Howardless because he wants a maximum contract. And I don't think the Rockets really want to give him a maximum contract because they want fresh blood. I mean, he's 30, but still, you know, who knows? So if you like Dwight Howard and you're a Rockets fan, you're going to be Howardless. Like me. Texas is Howardless because of me.
I didn't know Dwight Howard played for Houston.
Yeah. I didn't know he was 30. I thought he was way older because – I've been hearing his name for so many years that I'm like, oh, he's only 30. When I saw he's 30, I was like, oh. And he was like 36. And he was like Kevin Garnett's age.
You have to give us like a basketball update tomorrow. Remember, you put that down as far as your newscast. Like, who's winning? Who's got the best record? What?
See, I just feel every time I talk about basketball, it's just kind of like no one cares about basketball.
Yeah, but maybe it's...
But it's hard, too, because there's so many players that I just don't know. And the players I do know are always hurt. So Derrick Rose is always hurt. Steph Curry is just a leading champion. They're like 42, they just won their 42nd straight home game. So it's like one of those things where I just know the classic stars of my generation of basketball.
Yeah.
Like Kobe Bryant. Everyone knows he's giving his farewell tour and they keep losing and sometimes winning, but mostly losing.
All right.
Houston Rockets are not doing that good. I can tell you that.
They're not that good this year.
No, they keep losing. And Mr. James Harden, maybe he'll step up since him and Khloe broke up.
How are the Clippers? How are the Clippers?
Blake Griffin is suspended. And he has to wait like 4 more weeks. I have no idea, but I'll look and see how, because since football is over, basketball is the next sport I can talk about until baseball. Ah!
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about baseball.
Well, is hockey going on?
Yeah, but I don't know how to pronounce anybody's names.
Yeah, they're all weird.
They're all Russian or Canadian.
Yeah.
They're mostly Russian. I mean, besides Patrick Kane, that's like the easiest name. But
yeah.
Other than that,
I never realized that there's when you talk about hockey, very rarely is it like, you know, Bob Smith, John King. It's always Yergei Vasilkovich and
like Vladimir Klitschko. But that's easy to pronounce. That's the only Russian name I know how to pronounce. I knew when growing up, there was a Russian hockey player that my dad was really like close friends with, and his name was Igor Bondarev.
Igor.
Yes, Igor Bondarev. He was from Russia, and my aunt was married to a hockey player at the time, and Igor was new to the United States because he played for, I think, San Antonio's minor league, and he needed a place to live, so he like lived with me and my dad, and just he would throw out all these names, and I'd be like, how like do y'all memorize these names?
Well, what about the name of the guy that your dad told you about?
Okay.
The hockey player who was on Yahoo or something like that. Howard or
Smith? That one?
No, it was like a week ago.
Oh, John Scott.
John Scott.
That's simple. Why can't you guys have simple names? But I forget. It's like you, like hockey players come from other countries because even though it's popular in America, it's like soccer. How soccer is really big in like South America and in Europe and in Mexico. Hockey is very popular in Europe and Canada. Like super popular. So the Stanley Cup is like the Super Bowl to the Canadians and to the Russians and to the French and like Americans. You have to just love hockey. I like the fights. Bum, 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 bum.
Right.
Yeah, so that's it. But since football is over, I'll start breaking away from my favorite sport in the entire world. And give you guys other sports news because there are other sports. I just love football so much.
Okay.
That's it for me.
All right.
My name is Katie, and this is Robbie. I like to rhyme our names together. This is the Rob Zicari Show. Oh, gosh, that guy's very scary looking.
I know.
And we'll see you all tomorrow. Go to extremepolitics.com. Happy Friday. It's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Happy Friday. Au revoir.